day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, livestock futures traded in mixed but choppy patterns through most of the day, following the aggressive triple-digit gains which quickly developed on Friday. Pressure was seen in live cattle and feeder cattle futures today, with traders looking for more positioning opportunities due to the generally sluggish market activity and the narrow trading patterns throughout the complex. Stock markets were lower in light trade, the Dow Jones 35 points lower, NASDAQ down 11 points. Narrow trading ranges defining live cattle futures activity, but by midday, pressure had developed in front-month futures. This pushed December contracts 65 cents per hundredweight lower as traders adjusted trading positions following the aggressive holiday gains. In feeder cattle, futures bounced higher and lower throughout the day as gains retreated based on pressure developing in the live cattle market. This pushed nearby and deferred feeder cattle futures 15 to 22 cents per hundredweight lower. Even the light losses have been extremely limited today given the sharp triple-digit gain seen on Friday and the apparent focus on holding commercial support throughout the holiday season. And grain futures were mixed today, continuing the themes in play before the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The big focus this week looks to be on energy as OPEC tries to seal a deal to curb production. Corn prices were a little softer, unable to hold gains from an early rally overnight. December futures probed a trend line drawn off November highs following Friday's bearish expiration of options. Soybeans fought attempts to derail the rally with weather, charts, demand, and the mood from outside markets all in play today. Wheat prices were mixed, continuing to reflect divergent fundamentals in the three major classes. Slow demand, though, kept soft red contracts under pressure, with hard red winter wheat futures hemmed in by huge supplies. Spring wheat, though, is still the outlier, helping Minneapolis December to a new 6-week high on tighter supplies of high-protein wheat around the world. That's a glance at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.